And here we are, Scott Spears, back for hour number two of the early show on this Thursday, August the 22nd, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour. And I think we're doing the show at night today because it is very dark and very rainy outside. So I hope you're by your radio because the yard work and doing most anything outside at this particular point would not be a wise choice. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. I can hear the raindrops hitting the door right now. So we have got a great morning of programming here on WWGH Radio, so you don't have to leave the house. You've got an hour here with me, and we're going to have a lot of fun with open phone lines. And then the Charlie Evers Show will be on 10 to noon. And Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12 to 1. And I believe he's going to have Sue McGowan on to talk about this whole thing about taking her off the ballot in the mayoral race. So that'll be interesting, 12 to 1 today. Now, if the mic goes silent, it's because I'm going to sneeze. I don't have a cold, but for some reason, I just felt like I was about to sneeze there, and I was going to have to pot down the microphone. Boy, I can hear that rain strong. Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is there anything on your mind you would like to talk about? Now, yesterday we talked about quite a few things. We talked about the renaming of the schools here in Marion after Mary Ellen Withrow, the Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy, located at 565 Oak Street, the old Oak Street Elementary School, and the Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy, located at 1565 Amherst Drive, the old Colonial Acres Elementary School. So that is great. And we also talked about Sue McGowan possibly being taken off the ballot for mayor because of some kind of, I guess she voted in a Democratic primary back in May, which disqualifies her from being an independent, but nobody caught it, so they certified her petition, and then the deadline passed a protest, but somebody protested after the deadline, and now here we are. So, if anybody has anything to say about any of that, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, about the renaming of the schools.
Yes.
Are those schools still in operation, or?
Well, I know the Oak Street Elementary School at one point was the Boys and Girls Club, but I'm not sure what happened there because obviously it's back in the city schools operation now. And I don't know if Colonial Acres was being used or not. I think it might have been being used as office space for Marion City.
Why are they trying to rename those places?
Rename the schools?
Well, the Oak Street and the other place, are they trying to rename both of those with, you know, after Mary Ellen?
Well, yeah, they haven't been operational. Like I said, the Oak Street School, when it went down, they turned it into the Boys and Girls Club. So it was no longer called Oak Street School. It was called the Boys and Girls Club. And I believe when Colonial Acres went down a few years ago, I think it was just office space for Marion City Schools, so they didn't call it anything. And
I don't think they should rename those.
Well, I don't think they've had a name for a couple years.
But I know that's not, what would I say, up to, not her pyre. Why don't they name them Marion Airport with Withrow Airport? That would be something that's notable. Nobody's going to hear about those two places. And I don't like renaming things because if they, like the Old Smith Clinic, I still don't call that, and that's not the name. So when they do this new airport, why don't they name it the Withrow Airport? It'll be known throughout the state and everywhere.
Well, I think part of the reason was that they are reopening these buildings as alternative schools for Marion City Schools. So it's a new school, a new idea here in Marion City. One will be used as an alternative school for the middle school. That will be the one on Oak Street. And one will be used for high school kids. That'll be the one on Amherst. And I think part of the reason is that no city school, I don't think any school in the area, all five districts, has ever been named for a woman. I think there have only been two people who went to the national level in politics from Marion. That's Mary Ellen and President Harding. And President Harding has a school named after him. And also, I don't think it's ever been done with a living person. Now, somebody could correct me about that, but I think that's also part of it.
Yeah, I have a thing with whatever the place is where I know it. I don't care what they change it to. I just keep calling it the same old place. And I think most people do, because when Smith Clinic, most people I've talked to still call it that, but it's not. And I just thought the airport would be a more fitting place, because that would be known more widespread. These are just going to be known right here in Marion. And I thought the airport, with it supposed to be probably booming, that would be a more fitting place to be called the Withrow whatever, you know, airport and stuff. And,
well, I do know it was a decision made by the school board. And the superintendent. And also, a few years ago, we renamed all the schools in Marion anyway. There didn't used to be a Grant Middle School. There did not used to be a Taft Elementary. There was not a Harrison Elementary. These are all new names. But I think people have them now. I mean, people say Grant Middle School.
Well, when you don't have kids, kind of when I see something like they change street names, and if I know it by the old name, I still go for the old name. I don't do the new name. It'd take me a long time and stuff. But I know buildings and stuff like the Smith Clinic, I just still call it that, and most people do.
I think one of the things here is these buildings were not in use, so it's like a new business. You know, if it's
new, but I didn't know that, and I thought Oak Street and stuff, they're just not, well, maybe people do kind of, they just don't seem to know too much, you know, about those. They're kind of, I'm going to say low key. You know what I mean? They're not like Harding, something that her name probably should be on. So that's why I thought the airport, that's more, you know, like not Harding Airport, but Withrow, you know, Municipal Airport or something. And I thought that would be more fitting, since she did all that stuff, than name two little places like that or something after. That's what I was thinking.
Well, I think it's interesting. If they wanted to name the airport after her, I certainly think that would not be a bad decision. But I think the city schools looked at what are they going to call these alternative schools, because they've named all the other schools after presidents. And Oak Street School, the name had been changed long ago to the Boys and Girls Club. So Oak Street has not been used for years.
Yeah, I noticed that. But like when I go by, and if I knew it by Oak Street, that's what I call it. I don't know why, but I just don't adapt to changes like that. And so if they ask me anything, I'd say, what's the old Oak Street, you know, school or something or whatever. If it was named Withrow, I'd still say the Oak Street School. I don't know why, but I do, so.
Well, I think it's okay. I just think that I think it's the right thing to do at this point, no matter what people's political ambition are, because I don't think there was any chance of them being called Oak Street and Colonial Acres, because the city schools have adopted this policy of only naming schools after presidents.
Oh, I didn't know that either, because I never really paid attention that the schools were named maybe after presidents.
Now they are.
I didn't even connect that.
There used to be Mark Street. There used to be Fair Park.
Taft.
Well, Taft is
a
president.
Taft was after a president.
Yeah, but there used to be.
Yeah, because I never.
Edison, Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did away with all those.
Yeah, I didn't know the town schools really, you know, that much pay attention to them and stuff, but when you were talking about it, I thought, well, they should do something like, I don't know, more important than just naming, you know, those little places after. The airports will be maybe a big place later on, and that's like what, you know, if there was a new building like downtown, new city hall or something, you know, something bigger, just not the little smaller things is what I was thinking, so.
Well, I think they can still do that. If the airport wanted to do that, or a building downtown wanted to do that, I think they can do it. I think this is just something, I mean, this was a private decision made by the school board.
Now, are they naming the schools just after presidents?
Well, they already have done that.
These other two places aren't going to be schools, because she's never been president. So the other schools are just going to be like administration or...
Well, no, these schools will be schools. They're just going to be the alternative school sites for kids who aren't going to be enrolled in the regular schools. But they're operated by Marion City Schools.
That's what I said. If they're going to keep with the presidents, and then they start naming, because she hasn't been president, then that kind of is throwing that more or less out. But it's stuff that I just thought I'd call and say, because I thought, with all she did, airports, you're going to hear about that a lot, and her name, and you don't want to, another little place or two, and then an airport named after her. You don't want a bunch of stuff, like, named after her. You just want, you know, maybe, so if the schools are named that, then I guess the airport's something else, or whatever.
Well, so. I think a school's interesting, because if you ask a kid what high school they went to, they say Harding. Now, how many of those kids know anything about President Harding? Maybe none. But they know what the name of their school was. And now, until the end of time, the kids that go to these two schools will say they went to Withrow High School or Withrow Middle School. And a lot of people are going to pass through those halls in the next 100 years.
Yeah, but see, they can't keep naming them after presidents, because if they say Withrow Middle School, she hasn't been a president. So they're getting off that. You know, that thing, and naming them after presidents. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that decision was made by a former superintendent, and this superintendent and school board feel differently, that they all shouldn't be named after presidents.
Yeah, I'll say they're not going to be naming them after that, but I just thought the airport was a, you know, you're going to hear about it a lot, and these two little places you're not going to hear that much, just around Marion just a little bit, but the airport's going to be more state and more nationally or something, that would have been a better fit. So,
well,
my opinion.
I don't think I would turn it down. If I was Mary Ellen and the school came to me and said, hey, we want to name two schools after you, I don't think I would turn it down.
Yeah, but I think after that, then the airport, you know, should be a different name, though. But I thought that would be, you know, I don't know. But I'm just saying When I know something by what I know it by, and they change it, I stay with the old. I don't know why. I just keep saying the old, like that avenue. Is it Cass Avenue or whatever? They changed that street, Case or Cass.
Right.
Martin Luther King. Well, I still say the old name, because I don't know. That's what I've always just done. I just keep going with the old.
Well, I think it takes, I mean, Harding High School was not always Harding High School. But now
when I came to Marion, it was.
Well, that's
it
right.
It could have been something else 100 years ago, but when I came, it was Harding. I never knew it was anything else, so I just say Harding.
Well, I think that's the theory.
If they change Harding to say a different name, well, I'm going to say Harding, I suppose.
Well, so. I think that's kind of the point here, is that when we're all dead in 100 years, it'll be Withrow Middle School and Withrow High School, and nobody will know the difference.
No, and by that time, somebody will say, now let's change the name of these. We don't want this with them. We're going to change them to something else.
I don't know. Ridgedale and River Valley and Edison and Pleasant and Harding, and those names have held up tight for a long time.
Yeah, but I don't think the city schools will be more like that. I mean, people just, anymore, they want to change things. And I don't like changing names. Once it's a name, kind of let it alone, because somebody will say, like, you know, Harding, I went to Harding, maybe 10 years, they won't, but maybe they'll change that school. Well, people 50 years ago will go say, well, I graduated from Harding. Well, where was that? You know, and different stuff. It's just, I just like if a name's named, you know, kind of leave it alone. And I don't believe in tearing these statues, monuments down that was been around for 100 years. People probably in 50 years aren't going to want things named after certain people that they're naming now, and they're going to be wanting to change that. And it's like, I don't know. I guess when something's the way, I just kind of like it to stay that way.
Well, you know, it's interesting that we're stuck in that fashion, because we don't, we think that way with schools and streets, but we don't think that that way with businesses. Like, if you were telling somebody, if you said, hey, you should go out to TJ Maxx. Now, nobody would say, go to Kmart. Now, but that was Kmart. And all they same building. All they did was change the name.
Yeah, because downtown, I'll say, well, the Euler building, you know, it's got another business, or the, you know, the Frank Brothers. I just say old names, and it's where the other businesses are, but you know, I'm telling people anything, I'd say, you know, that, but it's not that anymore, but, and things. But, yeah, of course, when I know something by name, I just kind of stick by it. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting. I think people do what they want to do, and they have to have a petition, and they have to go through city council or a school board. So it's not one person making these decisions. And,
yeah,
you know, if that's – I don't hear any protest against any of these things.
I just thought if they were going to name something in Marion after, it's like they, that's what they wanted to do, that the airport would be a good fitting for, because it's much bigger and stuff than these little small places, because you don't want – four or five things named, and I thought if they're trying to pick something for a name, that that would really be good, because she was in the federal, the state, and here both, that that would be good.
Well, I think why this is important to me, and why I think it's really extraordinary and really the right thing to do, is because we have five school districts in Marion County, and we've had schools for a long time. There has never been a school named for a woman. Never.
Uh-huh.
And this, it's high time. And
yeah.
Here we go. And who? What better woman to name it for?
Now, these schools that they're going to be putting in these places, are these going to be schools that last? Or like that one alternative, is that going to be something that's just like a year or two to see how it works out? Or
Well, I don't know. It's hard
see,
to
I
say.
I didn't know they were doing this. They were taking that Oak Street boys place, whatever, girls, and this other place, kind of making them, like, I guess, schools or something. See, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm like I said, for me, I think sometime change is good, and this is the right change, because why don't we have, I don't know, the city schools have, what, 8 or 10 buildings altogether? The county schools, we have four other districts, Pleasant, Edison, River Valley, or Elgin, Pleasant, Elgin,
uh-huh,
River Valley, Ridgedale, and there is not a school name for a woman. We have 10 schools in the city named for men. We have none named for women, and never had.
Yeah, and, no, I didn't know, like, Oak Street, like, if there's going to be schools, but are they something that's, little, I'm trying to say, more permanent, not something 4 or 5 years down the road, where we decide that we're not going to do this, it's going back to boys. You know, that some other kind of organization or something. That's what I meant. Something more permanent, you know, if, I don't know, for her. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do.
The airport would be bigger whether a school's ever been named for a woman or not. I don't, to me, that stuff kind of doesn't matter. It's like she needs something more recognizable, I think, from what all she did, and the airport is it, not these two smaller schools. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it'll be interesting. We'll see how it all plays out over the years, but I certainly appreciate the opinion.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open. Any thing to comment? We'd love to hear it. That's the type of conversation we like to have. We like to have conversation about things going on in the community. And remember, if you call in and the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have an opinion on this whole situation, the renaming of the schools, or the issue with Sue McGowan possibly being taken off the ballot for mayor as an independent candidate? But you'll hear more about that today from 12 to 1 on Glenn Coble's show. I don't know. I think renaming things is okay. I know a lot of people get bent out of shape about that. But some people will call it by the old name. Some people will call it by the new name. I don't know. I think it's just kind of the way things go. But if you have an opinion, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly everybody is entitled to an opinion. And what we're talking about here is that the old Oak Street School, which is at 565 Oak Street, will be renamed Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy. And the old Colonial Acres, located at 1565 Amherst Drive, the old Colonial Acres, as I said, will be renamed Mary Ellen Withrow High School. And those will be Marion City Schools alternative schools. Now, this is the first time a city school has been named for a woman, and also the first time that it's been named for a living person. So, that's nice. 740-383-9944 if you have an opinion. Now, we still do have our trivia questions out here coming up on 35 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have the answers to these trivia questions from the other day? Or do you have any information on anything going on in Marion? Give us a call. We'd love to know what is on your mind this morning. 740-383-9944. What do people feel about the parking situation down in front of the county building? That's interesting. Now that we've all learned that it is back-in parking, which we did not understand before, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to let you know that they may be changing the name of the Oak Street, but the Boys and Girls Club is still there. So the school is being housed in the Boys and Girls Club building.
Oh, so the Boys and Girls Club will remain.
Oh, absolutely.
So what? So the building will have two signs?
I haven't. I can't tell you.
Huh, that's interesting.
I just know the Boys and Girls Club is there, and that this school is going to be housed in that building.
Now, what was Colonial Acres still open?
That I don't know. I don't know anything about Colonial Acres. I just know about the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, that's good. That's good that they, because I had wondered what had happened with the Boys and Girls
Marion,
Club.
No, Marion, the Boys and Girls Club of Marion is a fantastic facility. My grandson went there through the summers. When I was working, his mother worked a lot, so he was here through the summers, and he actually volunteered there. He's 16, and he volunteered there this last summer.
Now, what do you feel about the renaming of these schools for Mary Ellen?
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. It's a very unique thing, as I say. First woman, and I believe first living person, because I don't believe President Harding was alive when Harding High School... I think that was a push made by his sister, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called in, because I did not know what happened to the Boys and Girls Club,
yeah,
and I'm glad they'll still be there.
It's a great program.
Good.
And it's Marion is in desperate need of it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, and that's information we need. Now, see, now there we've got a whole new wrinkle to the story. The Boys and Girls Club, which is located at 565 Oak Street, which was the old Oak Street Elementary School, will remain the Boys and Girls Club, and the Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy will be housed inside the Boys and Girls Club, which is great. That's good. So, does anybody have any information on the old Colonial Acres? Because I think, if memory serves me right, after they built the new city schools, I think they turned that into office space. That's what I thought happened. But then I think they moved the office space into Grant Middle School, which I think is where it still is today. So I don't know if there's been anything in the old Colonial Acres school on Amherst. Does anybody live over in the Amherst area? 1565 Amherst Drive here in Marion. Has there been a school there? Has there been office space there? What has been in that building since the closing of Colonial Acres? How many years? 15 years ago now that happened? 14, 15 years ago Colonial Acres closed? Does anybody know what was there before it will reopen as the Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy? If you know, give me a call. 740-383-9944, 39 minutes past the hour. Or if you have any opinion on this subject in general, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We still have 20 minutes left to chat here today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted, on the schools, Colonial Acres was used as a dress floor until they closed the dress floor down, and then it was supposed to more or less like a storage or whatever, with the Eastern Board.
So Colonial...
That was my understanding.
So Colonial Acres has been used as a storage unit.
That's what it was. The only use was storage. And on these alternative schools, and then that Murray Allen, I think that's a good idea because kids that are at risk can go to them schools and maybe be able to, make it through to the school year.
Yeah, so an alternative school. Now, Bob, do you know exactly what an alternative school is? Is that just, is it kind of like a tech school, a trade school?
Yeah, it's like that, but it's for to help kids that are at risk.
Good.
That can't go through, that definitely, that's a good idea to do it that way. Because, you have a lot of kids that are at risk of not being able to graduate or whatever. We're having problems at their schools.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad they'll be named after Mary Ellen.
Mary Ellen, that's a good idea. And yes, they are going to keep the boys and girls up there at school.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the information.
Yep.
Appreciate it. 740-383-9944. See, this is the conversation that I like to have. This is like the town hall of the airwave, because I had no idea. I couldn't tell you the last time I drove past Colonial Acres, apparently being used as storage. And Oak Street will still be the Boys and Girls Club, but the middle school, the alternative middle school, will be housed in there, named for Mary Ellen Withrow. It's interesting to get people's opinions on this, because it is something that's happening. And away we go, I guess, as they say. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, actually, I live right over there by Cloney Lakers, and it was actually Rushmore Academy.
Oh, okay.
That was where it first was held for the first, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Rushmore Academy was out there at Cloney Lakers.
Now, what kind of alternative school was Rushmore? Was that a computerized school?
No, that was for us kids at high risk. It hadn't graduated, and it was coming back.
So it's kind of the same idea of what we'll have going in there now.
Right. Then Rushmore moved out, I believe, to Tri Rivers. And I guess now they must have disbanded or something.
Yeah, I think they have. So now Trekka is the one that's the online school, right?
That's the online school, yes.
And that's downtown now in the old bank.
Yes, it's in the old National City Bank.
National City Bank. All right. Okay, I understand now. Well, hey, thank you.
Okay, I got one more.
Oh, go ahead.
On your exchange club the other day, actually, I ran a gym for 30 years, so I was in the gym probably every day. You said that weightlifters, you didn't ask them a question or call them a name. Weightlifters actually were very easygoing.
Really?
You might have had the ones on steroids that were a little at risk. But most guys down there lifting were happy as all get out. I mean, it was just like a big fun time for them.
Well,
a gym rat is a guy that's in the gym a lot working out.
So why do you think the term, though, because we all knew what a mall rat was, and they always use that term as a person who's going there to pick up people. How did that term gym rat, do you know how that came about, as just being somebody who went to the gym
just
a lot?
Somebody was in the gym all the time.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know, because, a lot of people who do work out are easygoing people, but it always seemed to me like there was a certain group of people who were very high energy. Not necessarily mean, just high energy.
A lot of them guys, I don't think it was so much to create them and all that, as more, you have a lot of Reuters working out, and those guys are... They're a little in their own zone there.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's, whatever's legal, if they can do it, that's okay. But I like, when I go to the Y today, when I drive past the Y, what always fascinates me is it's so busy and there are people in there working out, and I'll see somebody pulling out and they'll be eating a hamburger or they'll be smoking. And I think, now, how good is this for your health? Or drinking an energy drink?
You just have to... You know, it's not just the idea that they enjoy working out. And if they have vices on top of that, so it would be. You know, they're getting their workout in, and maybe they're not really the health conscious person, but they just enjoy the benefit of working out.
So kind of like a hobby.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, you got your guys that's in the gym every day. Same time, you know, a whole group come from, they get off work, first thing they do is come to the gym.
Well, that's good.
It's just like when we had racquetball. You had your guys in there every day playing racquetball. And they drank beer like crazy. And it wasn't the idea that they were in there. They just enjoyed racquetball.
Now, did you find that in a gym that a lot of people went there to look for other people, dating type of things?
I don't think so much as in the gym as far as working out. Now, when you have the lounges and the parties, I had a lounge and a party, you know, parties. And you'd have guys coming there for that. But I don't think it's any more than anything else. The racquetball club had a reputation as a pickup gym, and I didn't think it really was any more than anything else. I mean, other than, men and women work together anymore. They probably try to pick up each other more at Whirlpool in the prison than they did at the racquetball club.
That's probably true. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
All righty, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that's true, because, I did not understand. Because when you use that term, gym rat, I always thought that was somebody who was hanging around the gym trying to get a date. Because there are terms like mall rat. Now, mall rat was around for years. And now that used to be somebody who was hanging around the mall trying to get a date. And there was even something called a ring rat at one point. And I think that was somebody who went to boxing and wrestling shows looking to get a date with some of the boxers and wrestlers. But if it's just somebody who goes to the gym a lot, I certainly agree with that. And I do think some people at the gym were amped up a little bit, but not mean attitudes. I can't say I've ever encountered somebody who was mean in a gym setting. Just a little high energy, and well, maybe it should be because they're working out. I'm sure that increases your energy, and you go from there. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like I say, these are the type of conversations that I like to have because hopefully people do review the programming on this station and come back and correct anything that's been said wrong or have a comment on something that's been said. Your opinion is always valued. Here at WWGH, 740-383-9944. So all topics around the table. And we're talking about, renaming of the schools here, Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy and the Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy, which will be at the old Oak Street School and the old Colonial Acres School. And the Oak Street School is now the Boys and Girls Club, and apparently the middle school will be housed in that. And at the high school, I think that was the old Rushmore, as the caller just said. So it'll kind of be the same thing, but be named for Mary Ellen. And Trekka is downtown now in the old National City Bank, and I think that just had a big reopening not too long ago. I think Trekka was out at the old GTE building on Delaware Avenue. So these names are flying around all over the place. Does anybody have anything to say? 48 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Anything on the topics we're discussing or anything else in general? We would love to hear from you. I know there's been a lot of talk about the parking in front of the county building being back-end parking or whatever they call it now. It's interesting. Do people like that? It's been around for about a week now. Are people enjoying how that's going? I don't know. I was down there, but I parked out back. I didn't attempt that in the front. Although I don't know that it would be bad. I mean, I really don't think it would be awful. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure over time we'll find out. Again, 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in. 49 minutes past the hour. The Charlie Evers Show coming up today, 10:15 to 12 noon. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble with Sue McGowan as the guest today, talking about her trials and tribulations of getting on the ballot for the mayoral race on the independent ticket this coming fall. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on today from 2:10 to 3 p.m. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, also wanted to let you know, Mary Ellen will be having an open house at her museum. Her museum's out at Primrose, 1550 Wellness Drive. That'll be August the 31st from 2 to 4 p.m. Now, that'll really be something to see. Go out and congratulate Mary Ellen and look at some of the history that put her where she is today. That open house is free, August 31st, 2 to 4 p.m., free admission, and Mary Ellen will be there to answer your questions, August 31st, 2 to 4 p.m. at Primrose. 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. Now, we do still have some questions left that we have not answered, and maybe we'll get to that here in the last 9 minutes of the show today. Oh, we're getting a call. We'll do that instead. Let's see what somebody has to say. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I used to listen to WMRN a lot, and since they took radio off, I know you guys, nobody wanted to pick it up on Tradio for an hour. What I suggest was, you know, Jeff would take down phone numbers and people would call him, but maybe if you could just take that for an hour a day and just take the calls, then people pick up the phone numbers from talking to you. Well, you know, they wouldn't be able to call you to find out the address or what was going on, like yard sales and stuff like that. What do you think about that?
Well, I tell you, I've thought about this in the past, and I mean, nobody's stopping anybody from doing it. I mean, maybe it's just an announcement that need. I mean, if somebody wanted to call in right now because they had something to sell, we wouldn't cut them off. I mean, if they want to call in and give a phone number, I don't think Charlie or myself or anybody's going to stop it. I just think we aren't going to designate a singular time to do it because I don't, if people would know when it would be on or anything. Now, if it became a huge demand, maybe we would. But if somebody wanted to call in, if you have something to sell, give your phone number, feel free. Well, we're open to that.
Okay. I'm going to have a yard sale next Saturday. I can't tell you the date. I think it's probably 25th, 26th. But, well, it'll be next Saturday. I should have had it. I wasn't going to mention it, but I know a lot of people like to listen to Tradio or have something for sale on there. And I think you're going to get a lot of people to follow your station since WMR took it off. Because I know a lot of people that like that show, you know what I mean? They like to sell stuff. They mess with that, yard sales.
Sure.
You know? I just think it would be a good thing. But anyway, next Saturday, I'm going to have a yard sale at the corner of Bennett Street and Clinton. So, and if anybody wants to set up, they can give me a call at 740-751-8025.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I like your show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, yeah, I mean, this has been a thing, and we've talked about it on the air and off the air. Tradio is gone. It was a big deal for many years. But, I mean, we open up the phone lines here. We try to serve the community. It's just we're not going to designate a time every day for Tradio because who knows if anybody would call. But if you call in, if you have something that you need to sell or you have something, you know, a yard sale you want to talk about, we're not going to cut you off if you want to call in and do that. So there you go. Anytime we're doing open phone lines, if there's something you want to sell or something you want to talk about, yard sale-wise, feel free. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. And if it does have a huge following, well, maybe we will do a show. I don't think we do an hour show, but we institute something to help that along. So there you go, 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour, 6 minutes left before we hit the top of the hour here. Now, we've had a great discussion this hour. I've really enjoyed it. Haven't had to do much trivia because we've just been talking. And that is the fun part of radio. And I hopefully that's what this station does. gives you a voice. You can call in. You don't have to give your name, and you can say what you want. The People's Forum, which I think is what good community radio is supposed to do. If we don't hear from you, how do we know what you think? You know, I had no idea. I did not know that Colonial Lakers was Rushmore Academy. I'd heard about Rushmore, but I didn't know that's where it was housed. And it's good to know the Boys and Girls Club will remain open as the Mary Ellen Withrow Alternative Academy will go in that spot. So there you go. 740-383-9944. 5 minutes left to go. Charlie Evers coming up, 10:15 to 12 noon, which I believe is giveaways and open line conversation. Give him a call. Talk about anything you like. And at 12:15 today, 12 to 1, A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, and I believe his guest will be Sue McGowan today to discuss her possibly being taken off the ballot this coming fall for the mayoral race. Do you think she should be taken off the ballot? Yes or no? Or should she be left there? It's kind of hard to tell at this point what's going to happen. I know people, well, it's down at the Secretary of State's office now, so they'll make a decision. And from my understanding, from reading what Sue has put on the internet, she's looking to find a lawyer to contest this if it does go, I guess, not in her favor. So I'm sure she'll talk more about that today on Glenn's show. That'll be 12:15 to 1 o'clock following Charlie's show. And the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:15 to 3 p.m. and a whole lot of other great programming as the day goes along. But 56 minutes left to go here on this 22nd of August 2019. If you want to call in, you got 4 minutes left to do so, 740-383-9944. And we do have these tickets to the Wilds, Zumbezi Bay, Columbus Zoo, all these tickets left still here to give away. And don't forget, Zumbezi Bay is the only thing that ends on Labor Day. The Columbus Zoo tickets are good through the end of the year. So if you get those and don't want to use them right away, you have till the end of the year. And I believe the tickets to the Wilds are good through mid-October. So you don't have to go to the Wilds right away either. If you win those tickets, you have till mid-October to do so. So those tickets all remain in play. 740-383-9944. Now maybe we'll run through these trivia questions again real quick here with 3 minutes left to go to see if anybody can get an answer in before we wrap the show up today. Does anybody know the title of the last TV series that John Forsythe was in? Who was the business that sponsored the broadcast of the last charity ball in Marion? It's a business that is still in business here in Marion. It's a local business, by the way. WMRN 1490, we were just talking about WMRN. What was their slogan in 1947? I think it must have been their original slogan when they went on the air in 1940. Does anybody know what their slogan was in 1947? What was their slogan at WMRN? What was the estimated attendance at the 1945 fair? Marion County Fair is what I'm talking about. Those are the questions. Estimated attendance at the 1945 fair. WMRN slogan in 1947. The business that sponsored the last charity ball broadcast here in Marion. It's a local business still here. And the name of John Forsythe's last television series that he was the star of. 740-383-9944. Tickets to the Wilds, tickets to Zumbezi Bay, tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Or if you just want to call in and answer, feel free. Or if you want to call in on any other issue, anything you want to talk about, you have about a minute and a half to do so. And we'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And the topic that spurred this all, this 45, 50-minute conversation that we had this morning, was the renaming of the schools here in Marion, the Old Oak Street Elementary School, the Mary Ellen Withrow Middle School Academy, and the Old Colonial Lakers School, the Mary Ellen Withrow High School Academy. And those will be alternative schools, kind of like Rushmore Academy was. And the significance of this is it's the only time in Marion County history that a school has been named for a woman, and also the only time that a school has been named after a living person. So Mary Ellen will be the first to attend the naming of a school in her name. It's not posthumous. So that is very good. That's going to wrap it up for me today, but Charlie's coming up here in about 10 minutes, and Glenn Coble with Sue McGowan at 12:15 today, and Adam, the computer guy, at 2:15. Stay tuned to WWGH Radio, streaming live all over the world at WWGH1071.com. Don't go anywhere. Here comes the news, weather, and obituaries. Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs. Did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen because, first of all, I think the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be a, you know, they got to quit using words like mistake and error and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. If they do that, they could get some public restoration of their credibility and help themselves a lot, but they're not doing that. They're still willing to call it a mistake, and that's dumb. It is dumb.
Legendary actor from Barney Miller, Abe Vigoda.
I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm so grateful to God.